Right, I tell you what, he's made an entrance, old Steve. Steve Linton is back. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
All good, thanks, yeah. I was thinking, oh, is Steve going to make it today? It's because I know you've got a big game coming up tonight, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just, just was very, very busy today, work-wise. And I was just running around. But made it here, all good,
yeah.
Already.
Yeah, and Sophia's along as well, eh, Soph?
Hi.
Oh, back again. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting more compliments the other week when I was on over Sophia and the thing she was saying. So I think I've taken second spot now.
There you go. Just you then next month, right, Sophia? Yeah, listen, Steve of Brentwood Town, you're back this month to catch up on all things Brentwood FC. Now, if you're listening in for the first time, Brentwood are in the Isthmian League. I always have trouble saying that. North Division. 20 teams, including other local teams you might know, Basildon, Grays of Letic, Bowes and Pitsea as well. You're sitting in fourth place. Now, Steve, for someone who's kind of listening in for the first time and they're kind of unsure how these leagues work, can you tell us how many go up and how many are relegated?
Yeah, no, certainly can do, yeah. So the league consists of 20 teams in the league. Unfortunately, at an early stage, back in September-ish time, one of the teams, a good old-fashioned traditional club, East Thurrock, actually folded. So the actual league now has gone down to 19. So actually there's one team that then gets automatic relegation now. Normally there's two, but East Thurrock is taken as one of them. Then the place above that, they then go into a playoff with other teams from lower steps to see whether they can stay where they are or whether they're going to get relegated. Mm. But more importantly, the excitement's at the top. So it's just the top team, whoever wins the league as champions, is the only team that's guaranteed automatic promotion. And then the teams that finish second and fifth, they then go into a playoff, so kind of two semi-finals and a final, really, so to speak. But the difference is these are just one leg matches, so it's there's no home or away. It's just one leg. Winner takes all at the end.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Because when you get up to the Isthmian, I've got it right this time. I don't know why I can't pronounce that. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's one of those things, right? What is the difference between that? Is there much difference in money and stuff like that? Is it a really big prize for you, Steve?
To be fair, it's a big difference. It's just one step up, but it's the stature of the clubs, it's the expectations, the standard of your stadium needs to go up a notch as well to make sure it meets the standards. Your crowds are going to go up. It really is everything. It's not just on the pitch where you need to make a difference and build for it. It's your infrastructure off of it as well that you need to already put plans in place. So it's quite a big jump, if I'm honest. Go back 2 years ago, Brentwood got into the final. Played Canvey Island in the final, lost on penalties.
Ooh.
And at that time, if I'm honest, any true Brentwood fan would turn around and say that maybe that might have been a step too much for us at that particular time. But over the last year or so, we've certainly started to build a bit more from the core within the club. And I would say definitely this year, we're sitting there in fourth place at the moment. Got a couple of games in hand over a couple of teams above us that I do truly believe that this year we're ready. We're ready for it for sure.
And we just need more people to come down, right, Soph?
Yeah.
As many people. You're going to the Knights match as well, right?
Yeah, some of them.
What time's the kickoff tonight, do you know?
What time is the kickoff?
7:45.
About 7:45.
7:45. Yeah. It's going to be a good one, to be fair, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but Steve, you've had, you had a big win the other day. Let's talk about that. It was 9-0, wasn't it? Was you expecting that?
No. Sure we wasn't. We were playing a team, a really good structured club from Suffolk, Stowmarket Town. We've had some really good games with them over the last few years, particularly actually coming back to 2 years ago. I'll talk about the playoff final we had. It was actually Stowmarket we was up against in the semi-final, and really have a good rapport with them. They're run really good. They're a great setup. They've struggled over the last year for different reasons off the pitch, and they've been up against it this year, if I'm honest with you. Mm. And they're struggling to hold their status in that Isthmian Division North. So Yeah, I mean, on paper, we thought that it's a good opportunity for us to bounce back from a disappointing and what I think actually was an undeserving defeat last Saturday. But we lost at the end of the day and you move on. So Tuesday was actually, in terms, quite a big game for us because we wanted to make sure we could turn things round.
Yeah.
And the players could get that bit of confidence back.
Yeah, because you had to cancel a couple of matches as well. And, it takes like a long time to sort of get the team G'd up as well for a while. So it's about now. But you've got a match coming up tonight, haven't you? It's a big one.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've got a big match. Funny enough, all of our games left at home are all actually Essex derbies. So the bit about the league we've got is the league stretches quite a wide geographical area. So we've got teams from Norfolk all the way down to eastern North London. But it just so happens, coincidentally, the teams that we've got left at home are all Essex-based clubs. And we kick off tonight. We're trying out a Friday night match to see whether we can attract some more fans and bring them in through the gate. So tonight, 7:45 at home to Maldon and Tiptree, literally just outside the playoffs, but I'm quite sure they're still eyeing up a couple of wins and they could be in there within the mix. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good tonight. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I wish I could be there tonight, to be fair. But I think Friday night one's a really great shout, to be fair, for local teams. So yeah, and you've got a special offer tonight as well, isn't it?
We have. Yeah. So there was numerous different ways we wanted to brand it, but it's we wanted to brand it as a have a drink on us. So if you can turn up at the ground and gain entry by 7:15, any fee paying guests, you're going to be allocated a voucher, and then at any time before the game, during the game, after the game, choice is yours. You go up and exchange your voucher and you can get a drink, and it's anything from a cup of tea, coffee, up to having a beer or something like that, you know. So just to kind of encourage people and say, we appreciate it on Friday night. There's a lot of other alternatives out there and a lot of other options, and you've chose to make tonight's option coming and seeing us, and we want to say thank you for that.
And you've been doing the Easter egg charity collection as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So that started at the beginning of March. Unfortunately, we did lose a couple of games to the weather, so that didn't help us, but things got brought back on track over the last week or so. So we've got a couple of charities that we chose. So it's the first one was Lennox Children's Cancer Fund, and Let's Get Out are the two charities. Two fantastic charities. We're really, really pleased to have them on board, and we want to do whatever we can to make a difference for them and bring something back. So we've been asking local people in the local community, fans of Brentwood, lots of the players and the players' families, honestly, they've been turning up with arms full of Easter eggs. And then what we do is we'll be then donating those Easter eggs and splitting them between our two chosen charities, just to give a bit back. So the kids can have a chocolate Easter egg on Brentwood Town Football Club, and thanks to everyone else who's donated. It's really made a difference.
Football, that's what it's all about, isn't it? The local community.
Yeah, it's great. I know Lennox have got in contact with us a couple of days ago and said that they wanted to come down to the match tonight. And I know they've got quite a few guests coming that we're gonna invite down and host. Some of them are families and even possibly with a couple of the kids that are going through treatment and things like that. It's going to be an emotional night, but it's going to be a really, really good, satisfying night. And for me, hopefully at the end of the night, I can sit back with hopefully, fingers crossed, 3 points, and think that it's been worthwhile and job satisfaction for today. Can tick the box.
Great stuff. So predictions for tonight then, Steve, come on.
Oh wow, that's put me on the spot.
Yeah,
now,
come on, because, not do that, can I?
No doubt there's going to be Maldon and Tiptree fans that are going to be sitting listening to this, and I don't really want to fall out with those guys, but I've got to wear my heart on my sleeve.
Go on.
And I would say that I think it's going to be a close one tonight, and I think Brentwood are going to beat them. I reckon 3-1.
Okay, Sophia, what do you reckon?
3-2.
Simon's over there. Your mate Simon as well. Simon. Hello, mate.
I'm expecting another 9-0 tonight for Brentwood.
Another 9-0. Okay, so you don't know any of the Maldon and Tiptree lot then, to be fair, so you're all right, Simon. Yeah, okay. So listen, Steve, thanks so much for that. Do you want to give anyone else a quick shout before you got to run off?
No, I don't. I feel like I'm an award winner and I'm going to have to go around and start thanking everybody. But I mean, you know what? Actually, I'll tell you what I will do, right? Tomorrow is a officially non-league football day. So there's no premiership, there's internationals, and the non-league football scene is a big push tomorrow for people to go over and support their local non-league club. So I think number one, that's fantastic. And number two, we obviously brought our game forward to see if we can attract a few more. But ultimately, thank yous I want to give is just to anybody at any football club or organisation that are volunteers that dedicate their own time to be able to help clubs of any calibre, really, from football clubs to charities or outside organisations. Because I see the guys that are down at Brentwood, guys that are working with me, and the effort and enthusiasm. And some of these people come from a way away. I've got a young lady that's doing some journalism media work for me, and she comes from Enfield. And I just think that my only shout out is a big thank you to everybody that gets involved in any of their clubs. And yeah, have a good weekend.
Brilliant stuff. It's the passion in it again, like you have for your club and, of course, for the other club as well that we won't mention. Steve, thanks a lot. And I will definitely catch you over there maybe next Tuesday as well for your other match where you got Bowers and Pitsy, haven't you? You're off to Basildon as well, just up the road on the 30th of March coming up as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. So Easter comes up and two games in this league at Easter. So, yeah, on the Saturday away to Basildon, and on the Monday, Easter Monday, we're back here again at the arena for Witham Town. So, again, another Essex match. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, at Easter time, hopefully we might see some people over here then as well.
Nice one. So you can go to brentwoodtownfc.co.uk if you want all up-to-date information. And Steve, thanks. You'll be back next month though, Steve, won't you?
Yeah, I will do, definitely. And I'll make sure that I get a little bit earlier. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Sophia, I'll see you next week. Next month, maybe, yeah? Mm. All right then, cheers. And thanks as well, Simon, as well, for your prediction. 9-0.